From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor held her ground through another day of intense questioning by members of the Senate Judiciary Committee today. President Obama's pick to replace retiring Justice David Souter refused to be drawn out on the abortion matter, saying she could not talk about the issue in the abstract. She also stuck by her previous statement about a wise Latina woman possibly making a better ruling than a white man without the same life experience. As for interpreting the law, the judge said a host of factors go into that, including facts, theory, and precedents.
We can't change law. We're not lawmakers. But we change our view of how to interpret certain laws.
Some senators seem to be indicating today they would like to hear more specifics from the nominee, though. Senator Arlen Specter said while Sotomayor has an exemplary record, he noted that he and other lawmakers have largely failed to elicit any specifics from the judge. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton held a wide-ranging news conference today where she said she is appalled by Iran's post-election crackdowns on protesters. Mrs. Clinton sent a strong message saying Iran has limited time to accept the administration's offer on engagement. And on the country's nuclear program, she also had a clear message for Tehran.
Iran does not have a right to nuclear military capacity, and we're determined to prevent that. But it does have a right to civil nuclear power if it reestablishes the confidence of the international community that it will use its programs exclusively for peaceful purposes.
In defending the administration's outreach efforts to Iran, Clinton said, while not an alternative to a national security arsenal, diplomacy is important, and the U.S., in her words, cannot be afraid or unwilling to engage. The space shuttle Endeavour is apparently just moments from lifting off after five failed attempts at getting the shuttle and its seven-member crew into orbit. Countdown is now underway. We go to Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
15 seconds.
15.
The sound suppression water system has been activated, protecting Endeavour and the launch pad from acoustical energy. We're go for main engine start. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Endeavour, completing Kibo and fulfilling Japan's hope for an out-of-this-world space laboratory.
Endeavour and its crew begin a 16-day mission to the International Space Station. They will deliver the final pieces of Japan's space lab and over the course of the mission perform five scheduled spacewalks. NASA has eight missions remaining to complete construction of the space station, a $100 billion project that involves 16 nations. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 256 points to end the session at 86.16. That was a gain of more than 3%. The NASDAQ ended the day up 63 points. The S&P climbed 26 points today. This is NPR. Communications giant AT&T and the company's largest union have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract covering more than 18,000 employees in the Midwest. According to the leaders of the Communications Workers of America, the tentative deal comes after 5 months of negotiations and is expected to be voted on by the rank and file within the next several days. AT&T is still negotiating in four other districts and is also in discussions with another of its unions in the Midwest. The proposed three-year contract covers workers in Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Indiana. It would call for wage increases of 3% for the first 2 years and 2.75% for the final year of the agreement. A group of economists and academics issued an open letter today to the Congress and the White House arguing the Federal Reserve's decision should be protected from the political process. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The petition calling for the Federal Reserve's independence comes at a time when its chairman, Ben Bernanke, finds himself defending actions taken during the financial crisis last year. 175 economists, mostly representing universities, said the central bank's first priority should remain focused on monetary policy. It should be allowed to tighten or loosen monetary access without answering to Congress. Interfering with that autonomy, the economists argue in the brief letter, would be harmful. Meanwhile, a House bill proposing to give Congress more oversight over the Fed is gaining steam, and at the same time, the Obama administration is proposing to give the Fed greater responsibility to oversee systemic financial risks. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Once again, repeating this hour's top story, the space shuttle Endeavour has lifted off after five failed attempts at getting the shuttle into orbit. Its crew will begin a 16-day mission to the space station. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.